Well, the first one relates to conflict of interest. We focus on the positions of chair, vice chair, acting president, and president first, and we say that they should be governed by the recently adopted rules at the National Institutes of Health concerning ethical conduct.
Okay.
That means that these four people cannot accept compensation from any private biotech company or from any I can't remember the statutory term for it, but from any research institute which is or may get grants from the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine.
Now, do you know if those four people are affiliated with such institutions now?
Well, we don't know who the president and acting president are.
Right.
But we're trying to tell them that in searching for such a person, they should make sure that they have somebody who either has no such conflict or is willing to take the steps necessary in terms of divestiture and resignation from boards.
Okay.
So that they would comply. Of the people currently in place, the vice chair, Dr. Penhote, is deep into the conflict of interest problem and would have to take some steps either to divest and resign from positions he now holds, or else resign from the ICOC vice chairmanship.